chapter 16. Be reading 19 through 31, a few passages of scripture there, but we're going to read it but not look at all of it. Tuesday, I got up and I went in there and opened my Bible and I said, I'm asking God to show me something. I've been reading my Bible. Read a lot of good things, but I still didn't know what God wanted me to preach. And I had something come around, and I called BJ and I said, "Hey, I just need to talk to you a second. I need to clarify something." And he listened, and I talked to him for a minute there, and gave me some encouragement. And I got off the phone, and Jesus hit me. It was that evening. I got frustrated that morning, just stepped away, and I said, "Well, it'll come to me." And he said, Jesus, in that small voice, he said, "Preach Jesus, preach truth." And that's the title of my message tonight. Preach Jesus and preach truth. Acts 16, verse 19, if you will, please stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. We're going to be looking at Paul and Silas. And when they were through in jail, when they went to Macedonia, so as the Bible reads, "And when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace and to the rulers, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, 'These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans.' And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into an inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword, and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Do thyself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?' Verse 31, it says, 'And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house.'" Lord God, I thank you for this evening, Father, that you brought us in here tonight, Father. Father God, I just pray that you just take away the thoughts I don't need up here this evening, God, and I just pray you just put in the ones I need tonight, God. God, I pray right now, Father God, if there's somebody in here, Father, that's asking the same question that guard asked, "What must I do to be saved?" And all they got to do is believe on you tonight, Father God. Father God, I pray tonight, Father God, that you just anoint me from on high, but sit me down and stand you up. Father God, I pray you use me as a mouthpiece tonight, Father God. Father God, most importantly, Father God, I just pray that you just be in this place. Move in a mighty way. Use me as only as you see fit, Father. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name I ask and do pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. So I'll give you a catch-up here and beginning in the verse 1 and stuff. I'm not going to go through the whole chapter there. But we're looking at Paul and Silas. I dug into Acts. I wanted to see Paul when he was from Saul to Paul. I wanted to see the transformation that happened in his life. Just like the world wants to see the transformation in a Christian's life. I wanted to see how Saul become Paul, and I wanted to see what happened. So I broke open Acts, and I just started reading, and I seen everything, and I read it through chapter 28, not all in one day, but that was my study for a little while. And this story, actually, it stuck out to me. Because there's things in each and everybody's life that we're praying for. We're praying for something in our lives that needs to be shaken, that needs to be brought out, that we're just begging for, and we're just wanting it. And I thought it was cool how this lined up. But I'll get started. Paul and Silas are preaching in different places. You can start there and you'll read where all they're going. They're going to a lot of places. And their mission, Paul's mission, and he was to go and preach. That's what he was supposed to do. He's supposed to go and preach. After he became Paul, that was his mission. After persecuting the church and persecuting God, he was supposed to go and preach. And that's why all these people are persecuting him, because they don't believe him. Because he was the one that persecuted the church. Folks, if you're lost in here and you become saved, you were the one. I was the one at one point in time persecuting the church. I was persecuting God. I didn't want to believe in him. I didn't want what he had for me. But then I changed. And he's called me to do something even better. And that's just to share the word. Then that was verse 1 through 8 where they were teaching in different places. We'll look in verse 9. A vision appeared to Paul. And this is where he goes to Macedonia. He gets to Macedonia, verse 10 through 12, that's him traveling. 13 and 14, he gets to Macedonia, and he goes by a river, and he met a woman named Lydia. And they were going down to that river to pray. They found Lydia sitting there at that river as well. And she had sin. Verse 15, she was baptized, and she brought her to their. She brought Paul and Silas to her house, so they could abide there, stay there with them. In verse 18, we'll catch up. Paul rebuked an unclean spirit. While he was there, there was an unclean spirit that come, and he cast it out. So this is where they saw that here, where I took off in verse 19. This is where we're called up to. When that happened, they thought it wasn't of God. They called him. They didn't believe in him because he was once persecuting the church. They didn't believe what he was doing was right. So I get here, and I want to look at verse 25 in this text. Verse 24. Who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Folks, here they was thrown in. It says, and thrown into the inner prison, and that's the farthest. That's the farthest part of the farthest part of the jail there, or the prison. They threw them in where they couldn't get out. While they were doing this, Paul has been able to break free before. Out of prison. No, he didn't do it by trying to escape his own will. He prayed to God. He prayed to God. Somebody in here tonight is in the innermost prison in their life. Satan's got you thrown in, shackled up, feet held down, and he's got you cast into the inner prison. And all God wants us to do is just call on him. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. That song we just sang about evidence all over, we can see it all over our lives. God can see it, the evidence in our lives. Can the world around you see the evidence of God? Can the world around you see what God's done in your life if you're a Christian today? Or are we held up, bound up, and shackled so much that we're cast in and we can't be seen at all? We can't be heard. Only people that heard them was these prisoners and God himself. Said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Tonight, are you waiting? Are you praying for something to be shaken? Are you praying for an earthquake? Are you praying for that guilt? Are you praying for that shame? Are you praying for whatever's got a stronghold on your life? Are you praying for it tonight? Are you praying to God, hey, bound me free? Are you praying for that burden that's got you burdened down to let go of you? Are you praying tonight for God to come in and restore your marriage? Are you praying tonight for God to come in and restore your hope with Him? Are you praying tonight to restore your friendship with that brother or sister in Christ? What are you praying for tonight? I was reading this, and I'll give you part of me, my testimony here. And ever since this has been going on and happened to me, I've prayed for God to change me to be a better Christian. Part of me has always just kind of put the Bible on the back burner and just lived life a good way. I've used the Bible when I wanted it to be there, and picked it up when I wanted it to cure something. And that's not it. God tells me to dwell in it, read it every day. So since November, since me and my wife have been going through our problems with two miscarriages happening, I decided I needed to find myself a little bit closer to God. I decided then that the only way my prayer was going to be answered, the only way my earthquake needed to be shaken, it was I was going to have to get a little closer to God. My prayer has begun to change to not just sin, but it's been prayer to change to call out sin. It's been prayer to change to call out my problems, my situations, the burdens that burden us down, and the way I walk with the Lord each and every day. Because when I read that, and it said in Sullivan, when it said they sang praises and they prayed, folks, it didn't say when, it didn't say it took them a week or a year. It said in suddenly there was a great earthquake. It didn't wait, folks. What are we waiting on in our life? What are we waiting on? Are we wanting it now, or are we wanting to wait on it? How sincere are you this morning? How sincere are you? It said, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out a sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. There's one thing I want to read here, or a few things I want to read here. Folks, I can only imagine what Paul and Silas and Paul in general, because Paul had a few people change as he was walking and teaching. Now, this is one thing I would say God wanted them to share. John 1:1, you ain't got to turn here if you don't want to. If not, I got them wrote down here, so if you just want to listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is what I believe Paul was preaching. Revelations 1:8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I wrote something at the bottom. It says, a question for you. What idols are you listening to today? My message was preach Jesus, preach truth. Tonight, folks, Paul and Silas was here, and they began to pray. They began to preach truth. They began to preach the Word of God the way the Word of God is. Folks, I'm not here to tell you that there's things in our life that we can see that'll help us get to heaven by our works. There's nothing in our life here that I'm going to say that the world will give you that'll help you get to heaven. There's nothing in this life here. What we do on earth as a fleshly body will not get us to heaven other than by giving our soul to Jesus Christ. I'm not here to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to put icing on the cake, I'm here to tell you that Jesus, the only way to him is by calling on his name. And I believe that's the way Paul and Silas preached. I believe that's the way Paul and his other people that he had with him go. I believe that's the way they preached. I believe that's the way they gave the word of God out to these people. Because they knew they had one chance. They had one chance to tell these folks what Jesus does and what he has done. God reminded me of something when I got up here behind this pulpit, or before I ever got up here. He said, you know, in life, you play video games or you play games on your phone, whatever you may do. And when you lose a life or whatever, you get another chance. You get another opportunity to do better, to figure out the puzzle. And that small voice said, you tell those folks they've only got one chance at this life to get it right the first time. You've got one chance tonight to get it right. There ain't no dying and coming back. When your life's over, when that last breath's drawn, it's it. He's going to pull it, and when you get there, judgment's going to come. Judgment's going to come, and he'll either say, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you. Folks, I'm just giving you my heart. He said, preach Jesus, preach truth. Normally, I'd have it in paragraphs and points, but it's not what he wanted. Just wanted me to tell the truth. What also amazed me was that keeper there in 27, that guardsman. He said he drew out a sword and he would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. He had something there on his life. He knew that what he was watching was meant to be watched and not let go of. But 28 said, but Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. I kind of laughed at that too. I thought of my job there when that happened, and I said, well, if the folks in the Marion County Jail or in the prison systems around here, if earthquake shook the doors open, I doubt somebody's going to holler and say, hey, don't worry about it. We are here. They're going to be gone, folks. They're going to be gone. They ain't hanging around, I can guarantee you. If they are, they read verse 28 right there. But they said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Folks, this light, the word light there is lowercase light. You know, he called for a light to see. But he also called on the light of the world. He called for Jesus. He didn't realize that small light, or however big that light was, that he could just see the prisoners, because he was amazed, as any of us would be. He called for that light just to see. And then when he got there, he said in 30, what must I do to be saved? Folks, you ain't going to be able to hide in darkness. It's going to come to light. It is. What happens in the dark will be revealed in light. It will happen. May not be now, may not be tomorrow, next year, but it'll come to light. And it said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Folks, they gave him truth. They was there to preach Jesus. They was there to preach truth. It didn't tell him that by his works that he could go, that he could get saved. It didn't tell him by being a good man or a good Samaritan or whatever. It didn't tell him that it could get him to heaven. It didn't tell him that if you if you'll get out of this and leave and let us run away, it'll get you to heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Tonight, somebody in here is wondering. They're in prison tonight. I'm talking about spiritual. They're in prison tonight and they're just bound up. They can't get up. Their feet are shackled. They can't do what they want to freely because Satan's got them held. They can't trust nobody because Satan's got them believing that there's nobody out there that loves them, that nobody wants good for them. There's people in here that are out there and here, wherever, that are like this guard right here that just want to give up and kill herself. That's the world we live in. There's people in here jealous because of what other people have, because they're living the Christian life God's called them to live and they're not. All God wants us to do is just love, like Brother McCullough said. He wants us to teach and preach truth. He wants us to preach the way to heaven, the only way to heaven. He wants us to show people the Scripture. He wants us to show people that He's the one and only. He wants us to show people that He is the light of the world. I wrote this down. Jesus is the only way. False teachings are out there. Trust God and His Word alone. Paul was a prisoner of Christ, folks. He gave himself all. He was no longer a prisoner of a jail cell, a prisoner of Satan, but he was a prisoner of Christ. Tonight, can you say that you're a prisoner of Christ tonight? Can you say you're locked in with Jesus? Can you say that you're bound to Jesus tonight? Folks, if there's one person I would want to be locked up with tonight, and that would be Jesus Christ. If I got hungry, He's the bread of life. If I got thirsty, He's the living water. If I need breath, He's the breath I breathe. Somebody tonight needs Him. Somebody out there is watching you, and they're looking at the light. They're looking at you tonight. They're watching you. They're watching the way you preach and teach. As it said, false teachings are out there. People will make you believe just anything or try to make you believe anything just to make it just a little bit further. What idols are you listening to? Tonight, if there's anybody, tonight, if there's anybody in here that's looking for Jesus, as verse 31 said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's all. A, admit, B, believe, C, confess. Tonight, if there's anybody in this place that just needs to believe on Jesus and trust Him as your Lord and Savior, don't wait. Come. Trust in Him. Open the Bible and read it, following His Word, what He tells us to do. And just follow Him, because He'll lead you to where you need to go. Whatever you got in your life that's hanging on to you, that you need broke off, just pray. It'll be unbroken. It'll be shaken, and them doors will be open to you. Let us pray. Lord, I thank You for another night, Father.